From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Federal investigators preparing to bring more accusers of Sean Diddy Combs in front of a federal grand jury in New York City. This is new. This is not the same federal grand jury that we saw earlier. This is not the same child trafficking or sex trafficking allegations that we've seen against him. Now, this is very likely all tied together. These are new people that are going to be called in to testify. These are people that have put other civil cases against Diddy. These are also people we've learned that have been seen in the videos, the security footage, or security footage, I guess we put in quotes, because I don't think Diddy was necessarily using it for security, around his home that federal investigators have also seized. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Okay, new federal grand jury. That's not necessarily an easy one to conjure up unless there's some serious, serious things they're looking into here. Where do you think this is going, and how close are the walls to squishing Diddy at this point?
This is going deep and vast. Is what this is. This is not going to be one of those things that's a mile wide and an inch deep. I think it's going to be 3 miles wide and 5 miles deep. Mm-hmm. As we've said from the very get-go on this one, Tony, prosecutors, investigators are going to take their time, because when you are dealing with trafficking of any sort and the kind of abuse that is circling his circle, whether it's him directly involved or people, I don't care where it is, mm-hmm. there's a lot of tendrils to this. And I think we're starting to see those tendrils materialize. What it's looking like is they're taking probably some of the more super, super hard, credible evidence, individuals that were firsthand, testimonies of all these things, as well as probably physical evidence as well that they can garner, so they can start laying down the framework of where it's going to begin. Because I would start hypothesizing that we're going to start seeing arrests kind of coming up soon.
Yeah, I would imagine, considering that they've convened that grand jury.
Yeah.
Now, some of these people that they're bringing in, I'm just hypothesizing here, but if we're just to read the tea leaves, some of these allegations of sexual abuse, the statute of limitations has since expired on. So it's not necessarily going into this to prosecute him for those crimes, but it's more so to look at consistency here, and consistency mm-hmm. in character. Is that accurate?
I think so. We're going to, as we've said numerous times, we're going to be establishing that pattern of behavior, the life arc of not just Diddy, but all in this circle, and how they've become complacent to really abhorrent behavior. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they're going to go after first. And because as one thread gets unraveled, what it starts doing is it starts empowering other victims to come forward, because a lot of times reasons why we don't get more victims coming forward, especially the more recent victims, is fear.
Yeah.
Fear is our greatest motivator. If we don't feel safe in an action that we're going to take, we're not going to take it. Mm-hmm. And so part of this strategy, I would hypothesize, is that they're trying to inspire other more recent victims to come forward to let them know that, one, you're not alone.
Yeah.
Because you are, that is also a great generator of fears, thinking that I'm all alone, I'm going to be standing alone, and the world's going to come at and chastise me and come at me, like has probably been kept them silent in the past. Is mm-hmm. is the henchmen surrounding Diddy have used fear to motivate their behaviors. And so as soon as you can alleviate that fear by actions like this, then we're going to start opening up some dialogue, I think, and we're going to get even more depth and breadth to what the accusations are.
And since November, he's been named in 8 civil suits, 7 directly accusing him of sexual assault. And that's the thing. How many more people are there? And one would have to guess there's a lot of pressure on people not to talk from his camp. God knows what the threats may have been, destroying a career, killing someone, who knows? I mean, I'm just speculating right there. But it's that power that seemed to have been able to keep him so bulletproof over all of these years.
Yeah, I think the main driver of all these things isn't necessarily a direct fear of, you know, like when someone states or puts in, definitely wouldn't put in writing most likely, hey, we're going to do X, Y, and Z if you don't do this. But in these kind of circles is you fear losing preferred treatment. You fear losing favoritism. You fear that since, you know, if you have 100 people, say we have 100 people in a close circle, but you know only the preferred top 5 are going to get that preferred treatment and you don't want to follow that top 5, that becomes the fear motivator. And so those behaviors get established by Diddy and his circles, past patterns of key behaviors that others in that circle that are trying to get in are reading the tea leaves, as you just said. And so I think fear is inherent in observing their behavior. And so that makes it very hard to prosecute and hard to come up with charges because it's implied. Mm-hmm. And so what they needed to take their time to do is move beyond the implied implicit and move to very direct actions and that they could have evidence of.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.